We're under our last name.
A fortress in the sky with left the light behold. We live on borrowed time alone. A glowing moonlit pier, their armies still advance. From the murky depths they rise. From their rotting bones, their souls they scream. For the flesh they need tonight. Tonight. Zombies war, land of the dead. Tonight. Massive flames arise, they burn out of control. In this bloodless genocide, they find a way inside. Those who could escape had no chance to survive. From their rotting bones, their souls they scream. All the flesh they need tonight. Tonight. Zombies war, land of the dead. Tonight. Tonight. Zombies war, land of the dead. Tonight.
Monster Surfer, I give the hoedads fright. I surf all day at Malibu, and I hide in the coffin at night.
Monster Surfer, Monster Surfer.
I am the Monster Surfer, on Grammys I place the curse, and I wouldn't be caught dead in a woody. I only drive my surfing hearse.
Monster Surfer.
I am the Monster Surfer, unafraid of fire or sword, and I recharge myself daily with the electrodes on my board.
Monster Surfer, Monster Surfer.
I am the Monster. Monster Surfer, I look horrible on the beach. I have long hair all over me, and I sure use a lot of bleach. Don't be afraid. Don't laugh at me. I just want to drink your bleach. Permit me to introduce myself. I am the Monster Surfer. Come upon my board. I wish to take you out into the ocean and visit with bats, indigo, in the boards, and the surf, and the surf.
Are you married?
Thank you.
www.radiovalencia.fm. Friday morning is here. I am This show is spontaneous. Innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. If you want music, give me a call. 415-766-4428. We are Radio Valencia, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco.
Thank you. here we go again. Dinner, and now the surf story.
Hey, I don't get it, dude. All the time you've been here, you haven't been in the ocean once.
No, I don't go in the ocean anymore.
Yeah, but you are the hottest surfer on the beach. I mean, you are the big caboose.
Kahuna.
Which is extra cool, because you look like an Italian loan shark.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. Nobody just decides not to surf again. It's like deciding not to breathe anymore.
You better tell him the surf story.
All right, I will.
I know all of you have heard of the humunga cowabunga from down under. Oh, well, let me tell you what it is.
It's this huge, enormous wave that rolls in from Australia, and it's so big.
Annette. This is my story.
And you tell it well. Just speed it up.
Okay, thanks. You see, this one particular day, I'm out in the break. The weather is absolutely crummy. I'm all alone. Then suddenly, black clouds start to gather. I hear this rumble, I look over my shoulder, and I see on the horizon the biggest mother wave I have ever seen in my entire life.
Gets up on it, but it's too big. It closes over him. Smash! It's the biggest wipeout anyone's ever seen. He washes up on the beach, and we thought he was dead. He was in a coma for weeks, and he never surfed again. Story.
Thanks, honey. I think they get the point.
But that's because you tell it so well.
Tell me where you at, I will be there in 10 seconds. Glad you know I got your back. I will just send this time to come to life.
Don't watch me, get
you get it, you knock another sucker. Boss me the head. Produce more flavor than the rest. For the truth, speak for me and my people.
Let loose.
All my ladies in the place. Yeah, let me run it next to me. Yeah, that means you just say fire.
Fire.
Say fire.
Fire.
All my people just raise your hand. The money on the cost of that. One time, let me hear you say fire.
Fire.
Say fire.
Fire.
Come on. Give me what I got. Give me some more. Give me what the wild hand. Give me some more. Splash for the cheese hat. Give me some more. I know your people need that.
Give me some more.
Even though we getting money, you can
give me some more.
With the cars and the big crap.
Give me some more.
Everybody spread love.
Give me some more.
If you want to, let me hear you say.
Give me some more.
December 15th, Extinction Level event. Third solo Busta Rhymes albums will be in stores. Peace, y'all!
Radio Valencia, live and direct in your eardrums, coming hard, coming fast. RadioValencia.fm, 24 hours, 7 days a week, community radio at its best. Be part of the team, be part of the dream. Go to RadioValencia.fm. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. That's station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, at RadioValencia.fm. Find out how to be in front of the scene, behind the scene, in the middle of the scene. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. S-T-A-T-I-O-N at RadioValencia.fm. If you have music in a band, side project, a cappella, instrumental, experimental, you could possibly get your music played. Send it to bands at RadioValencia.fm. That's bands, B-A-N-D-S, at RadioValencia.fm. No matter what, we're Radio Valencia, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. We here, we've got music from all over this wonderful universe. You just heard Busta Rhymes, Fire It Up, and a little bit of Gimme Some More live at the MTV European Awards. What's that, 98, 99? Also in there, we had something from Back to the Beach. Back to the Beach. Pee-wee Herman singing songs, surfing. And the Big Kahuna telling his story of why he dropped the surfboard. A classic movie. I remember watching that movie all the time on, I think we had it, it was HBO or Showtime. For a while, you're able to, you know, steal that stuff, man, a lot easier. It's just connecting a wire. And the little brown cable box with the dial on it, and you get to turn it around, and there's a little another knob to kind of fix the signal. So you heard that, Back to the Beach. Before that, we had a request going out to Bippin' in the Bay.
Dippin' in the Bay wanted to hear Earthless with the song Ulu Rock. You know, I played a live version of that. That was a 19-minute track, but I only played 10 minutes because I couldn't play 19 minutes right now, man. You request that again and give me a little more head time, I'll play you that 19-minute track. Thank you so much for listening. Also in that set, we had music from X and the Hatchet Man with Love Songs. We also had, oh, and that featured LAX's. Before that, we had Free Moral Agents, Germ from A Broken Rock. We also had some Three Considered, Kintsugi. And we start off the whole show with Clutch, Three Golden Horns. We're caught up. Shouts out to all. RadioValencia.fm. We've got the music that you want. We've got the music you need. Just let us know. Let me know. Give me a call. 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Or email me at itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. X. You want X? Find X. My handle's It's Faco. ITSFACO. Here we go. Coming through. You know, the Pee Wee Herman, man, I played him twice in the last month or so. Maybe twice. Yeah. I played the end of Pee Wee's Big Adventure, and I played Pee Wee singing a song. You know, he has a good voice. I mean, he's singing with his own song. I like his voice. He sounds, you know, his kind of voice, I compare it like that singing style. Like, Cake has that kind of voice. Billy Corrigan has that kind of voice. You know, and all those voices are better than, you know, like one of those Blink-182 guys. You know, all those guys I'm all right with, man. They really can't really sing, but they stay in their range. You know what I'm saying? They stay in their range. They're not trying to go falsetto or soprano. They just go, hey, this is my voice. I'm going to say the words like this. I might hit the melody every once in a while. Or I'll hit the melody just my way. Just my way. All those guys, you know? Even most of Blink-182. I think the drummer is the best singer. He doesn't even sing, you know? But who is that? The guy who believes in aliens. That guy can't sing, but he does the job. It's punk music or pop punk, whatever you want to call it. You know, and then Mark Hoppus, the bass player for Blink-182, he barely knows how to sing too. But he stays in his range, man. Stay in your lane. That's all you gotta do. Follow those rules and you too can be a rock star. You know? That's what's up, man. You know, you want to time travel to Sun Records? Go for it. You know, you want to time travel to when the pyramids were built? Go for it. You know, you want to time travel to when Jesus was born? Sure. Jesus? You know, I remember, you know, I told my friend, you know, I'm going to be sober till Jesus' birthday, Christmas. And here's my friend. Actually, he was born on this date. Actually, he's always making corrections. You know, wherever you want to time travel, man. You know, there's so many things you could time travel. The beginning of time, time travel. Caveman, time travel. the West, the Wild Wild West. Time travel, medieval times, time travel. You know, if I had a bunch of, you know, if I could do a bunch of trips for time traveling, one of the trips would go to like the 1940s or the 1950s. And, you know, if there's time travel, then you could time travel to an exact spot, to an exact location, right? And I would time travel to like, and make sure it drops me off in the 1940s or 50s in a whites only bathroom, man. Right? Drop me off in one of those whites only bathrooms, in one of the stalls. You know? And I'll come outside, dude, and I'll come, and everybody will see me come out, man, and I'll have the West Coast symbol. I'll be doing the West Coast on my hands, going, "What's up? What's up, pendejos? I just took a dump in your bathroom, in your white only's bathroom. It ain't white no more. It ain't only white no more, player." You know? And I did a CIA trick. I did one of those anarchist CIA tricks, guys. You guys ever heard of that CIA trick? When I time travel into a whites-only bathroom, man, before I come out throwing up the West Coast sign and saying, "What's up? What's up, putos?" Before I do that, while I'm in the bathroom, I'm going to do one of those CIA operative tricks. One of those anarchist tricks. I don't know if you ever heard it. If you get a sponge and you crunch it up with like a rubber band or a rope and you make it really small and dry it out and put it in the sun and make sure that sponge just gets really dry and small, and you have to rope it up and put pressure on it so it just compacts into a little small tiny ball almost, right? But it's a big sponge, right? And you leave it in the sun, you gotta dry it out. You gotta dry it out in the sun. And then once you got it, you unwrap the twine, the rope, the rubber band, and now you got a sponge in a little ball, right? And I would carry one of those when I go into those whites only bathrooms. And right after I do the number two, what you gonna do? Flush. And as you flush, you drop that little sponge ball into the toilet so it goes into the pipes and then it gets all wet and it expands. It expands. And expands. And it blocks the plumbing. It blocks the pipes. And all of a sudden, that whites-only bathroom is overflowing with the brown stuff. That's like a anarchist CIA, FBI trick, an old AI alien trick, man. Whatever you want to call it, man. That's how it goes. And you go and you block the pipes, man. You let them know that you've been there. You know, and then they're like, and then some people go, "Facco, come on, Facco. You can't go into a whites only bathroom in the 1940s, Facco. Stop it, okay? You're gonna get hurt. If you come out of a whites only bathroom, Facco, they're gonna lynch you, Facco. Stop it. You can't do that." You know? But I got time travel on my side. As I always say, if you could do it once, you could do it again. And I do it again. And I do another time travel. And I just zip out of there, guys. Zip, zip, zip. Time travel. Into an all-gender bathroom right after that, man. You know? Anybody from exclusive to only one thing, to everybody can come in, man, the right way. You know, that's how it goes. You know, some people want to time travel to save JFK. Some people want to time travel to save 9/11. I want to time travel into a whites-only bathroom, man. Put a bunch of Spanish writing on the walls, Spanish graffiti. You know? Talk about that, man. You know there was people using the whites-only bathroom, like... Other groups, they're like, man, I just need to go. It must have been exciting. That was like the first adrenaline junkies. You know what I'm saying? You know, their skydiving was very limited. Bungee jumping was very limited. So you know what they did? You know, Mexicans, Black Asians, you know, would sneak into whites only bathrooms, man, and you get your adrenaline rush out of that. I made it. You know. What are you doing in the whites-only bathroom? Those bathrooms are only for whites. Get the hell out of here. We're gonna call the cops. That's serious. That's a serious crime. You don't ever use a whites-only bathroom. You know, but I bet you, man. You know, all the grandpas of, like, all these adrenaline junkies that go and, you know, ride a ATV over broken glass. You know, all these adrenaline junkies that go and, what is that? Go cliff dive. All the adrenaline junkies that go and they wear that squirrel suit and they fly off a cliff. Adrenaline junkies surfing, scuba diving. You know, that all started with, like, their grandpas and grandmas, you know, using the whites-only bathroom. So they had whites-only bathrooms, and then they had colored bathrooms, right? But did the whites use the colored bathrooms? Did you get jumped if you get colored bathrooms? Pretty crazy, guys. It's wild to think that was a thing, you know? I was watching this guy, Matt Walsh, right? He was on the Joe Rogan show. He's funny because, you know, he never smiles. He's got a beard that looks like a bush. You know? But he was talking about, this is how, like, this is what I heard. Guys like him, too, you know what I'm saying? They go, like, it was a long time ago. We had racism a long time ago. That was a long time ago. You know, we're all equals now. We're all equals now. Right? And then on that podcast that I heard with him, I think they were having an argument about NASA and if they landed on the moon. And Matt Walsh said, was about like, yeah, his view was like, yes, they landed on the moon. And then he got questioned about, you know, why is that technology not around no more? Why is that technology to land on the moon not around now? You know? And he was going, well, you know, that's not that far away. You know, his basically argument was like, oh, you know, it's not that long ago. I mean, we went to the moon in the 60s. That's not that long ago. You know, it hasn't caught up yet. You know, it's not that long ago. You know, 60s. I'm pretty sure they still had whites-only bathrooms in the 60s. You know. But they had NASA in the 60s too. So only when the subject matters, that it's either a long time ago or It's not that long. It depends what you're talking about, you know? What viewpoint do you got, you know? You know, it's not that long ago that we went to the moon, but it's a long time. It's been a long time, you know, since we had racism throughout the country and world, man. It's a long time ago. Come on, get over it.